This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dara is here. Glad to chat, as always. Let's talk about your magazine. Let's talk about Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine and what's coming up next week, touting endless quality takeout options.
Yeah, this will be our second takeout-focused restaurant week. So as restaurants reopen, you can do one of two things for restaurant week. You can go to the restaurants if you're feeling it, or you can get the whole, you know, three-course fancy shebang to take home and have at your dining room table.
How do you feel from, I mean, we're coming up on almost a year from when this really kicked in, mid-March. How do you feel about how restaurants are now with takeout compared to how they were pre-COVID, when it was a part of what they were doing, but certainly nowhere near where what we're dealing with and what they face every single day?
Oh, it is night and day. I mean, takeout used to be a kind of a thing that people were a little bit irritated about. It kind of got in the way of ordinary service. Now, I don't know what the exact metaphor is. It's like before a soldier's gone to war and after, or, you know, got a PhD in takeout or whatever the heck you want to say. It is just night and day. People have so many thoughts. I mean, some of these restaurants have essentially opened a second restaurant in place, or even replaced the restaurant they had with a completely different operation that is focused around takeout. And people have been so thoughtful about it. I mean, you can now get flowers, and there are Spotify playlists and things designed for, you know, family style, and the whole take and bake situation for restaurants. Yes. You know, you can get a week's worth of meals at, oh, say Broder's Cucina or Vivier in Northeast, and, you know, you eat a restaurant meal, but you're cooking it in your house.
So let's turn the calendar ahead, not this summer, but let's go next summer. Let's hope we're close to normal so much sooner than that. But let's hope we're in a really good spot in the summer of 2022. And again, I hope it's not that long, okay? How many restaurants, Dara, are going to stay with takeout in a significantly larger way at that point compared to just going right back to where they were before?
I think that the restaurants that have basically figured out how to make money on takeout, it's something I've never thought about before, and this is, like, as I'm formulating, I'm thinking this is the stupidest answer, but, you know, the places that are making a lot of money on takeout are going to continue to do it, yeah. And the places that aren't are going to lose it. I'm thinking particularly of places that have really figured out, you know, it's a 10-taco pack. It's, I don't know if you've done that Grand Cafe takeout situation, but it's like you can get a whole holiday meal in a box, you know, and just take it home, pop it in the oven and feel fancy. And it's like, why would they give that up? You know, it's like they go back to what they're doing, but it doesn't cost them that much, I would imagine, you know, to prep and, you know, think through that whole situation. And we might there's been a lot of noise the last couple of years about ghost kitchens. You know, it's a restaurant that doesn't have a face, doesn't have a dining room, but it's a restaurant. You know, something like Nightingale in South Minneapolis launched their own sandwich restaurant. So this, you know, they're just making sandwiches out of their restaurant kitchen. It's like, it's a ghost kitchen. It's like, it's not a ghost kitchen. It's just, they're actually also making sandwiches at the Nightingale kitchen, and it has a different menu and you can order them that way online. But why would they, you know, that's, you know, why give that up at that point? They're not, it's doing nothing but bringing in money. So that's my expert opinion. The things that are making money will continue to exist, and the things that are not will go away.
I like it. Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl is with us. Read her great work, Minneapolis St. Paul magazine, on Twitter at Dear Dara. Well, you mentioned Grand Cafe. We used Grand Cafe last weekend for Valentine's Day, right?
Aww.
Grand Cafe is this remarkable place. Sadly, it shut down, but Jamie Malone is still running stuff out of Eastside. And we did a meal kit. And, yeah, it was a little more expensive than a normal meal, but it's Valentine's Day weekend, right? And they also added flowers. And it's great. So, yes, you know, places like Grand Cafe can do it. But other places have also found a way, like you said, where if you want the food ready, boom. Or if you want to bring it home maybe for multiple days. I think that is just a brilliant idea for the restaurants who, within their wherewithal, can do it. And then the customers find it and will spend the money.
Yeah, because if you're already going, just from a customer's perspective, if you're already going to the place, why wouldn't you get a pan of lasagna so that dinner can be handled next Friday? I mean, like, that's kind of how I feel, or, you know, three Fridays from now, whatever it is. If you know you're going to be eating at home in perpetuity, you know, like, why make two trips when you can make one?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, okay, so Minneapolis St. Paul magazine, check out all the options. You want to tell us about a fun opening. I'm all for optimism. What do you got?
Yeah, so we've been talking about this forever. Suki and Mimi, the new Tim restaurant in Uptown, is officially open. You can go on to Talk, which is now, you know, we can talk about that too. Everybody has migrated away from Open Table because of their exorbitant fees, and onto Talk right now. So exploretalk.com, you can find, you know, reservations for Ann Kim's fancy taco experience. She's starting with an all vegetable tasting menu for the vegetarians in the house. And then it will, you know, switch to a new menu. Everything is only ticketed. Remember when we were talking about travail, going to tickets?
Yes.
How many years ago was that? It was like, is this going to fly? Like, is this going to fly? This is going to be our new way of life. And then Karanomise, which I talk about a fair amount, which is this wonderful sushi place in downtown Minneapolis. They are doing something similar. They now have a Gori Gori Peku Japanese whiskey bar, and you can also make reservations on that. So that is how, those are some exciting new opens, and everything is only ticketed.
Okay, let's go back to the place. Is it Explore Talk? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, everything now. So you can find Suki, you know, you can look up Suki and Mimi. It's S-O-O-K-I and Mimi. Or you can, you know, just go through Explore Talk.
Okay, so it's obviously less money compared to Open Table, but they also want to make money. Why is this one in it for the long haul?
Oh, why is Talk in it for the long haul?
Yeah, I mean, how can they pull this off as opposed to somebody else coming in and saying, okay, we'll go even a little bit less than you?
Oh, well, Talk was actually founded by a restaurant guy. So we've talked about, Alinea, that very fancy restaurant in Chicago. Probably haven't talked about it in a long time. One of the founders of that, this guy named Nick Kokonis, he came to restaurants from the tech side. He was just so outraged by Open Table and Yelp and the way that they really treat restaurants so terribly that he opened Talk slightly to do it better and slightly for spite, slightly to just show that, you know, like restaurants could have tech that didn't ruin them. So, you know, there's, well, I don't even know what to say. Why is Talk in it for the long haul? Probably because Nick wants it to be, and he has a, you know, don't be careful who you make enemies with in this world, because some people are going to be better at your job than you are, and there you have talk.
True. Birch, this is from Isaac Becker, and he has such an amazing track record. They announced it's not coming back. What are your thoughts on that, and what was your view on Birch's run as a restaurant?
I mean, my thoughts are, I don't have thoughts. I have heartbreak. I just did not, this is one of those things where I did not want to believe it was happening. I thought that Birch was one of the greatest restaurants that we really ever had in the Twin Cities. I just loved it. I thought it was wonderful, exquisite, graceful, delightful, elegant. I mean, I just loved everything about it. And my thoughts are, you know, with Isaac and Nancy, I'm sad that they lost their dream. I mean, this, you know, one of the things that's been so horrific about the pandemic, aside from the loss of life, you know, what do you even say beside from loss of life? How do you not talk about this and sound like a monster? But to just see people who have done everything right collapsing. You know, this business was a perfect business in February of 2020, you know, and you know, Isaac basically says that they weren't doing the business they needed to do on like Tuesdays and Wednesdays and during the summer. And these restaurants that are inside only don't make sense. You know, a 300 seat restaurant that's only indoors, just it can't work at 50% capacity. And people are basically thinking this is how this is going to go for a while. So we talked before about this kind of musical chairs thing where it's like all of a sudden anybody who had a large patio survives. You know, it just happened to be what you had on March 17th, 2020 when everything collapsed. So, yes, I'm sad.
Great stuff as always. Glad to chat. Be well, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Ted.
Dear Dara on Twitter, a must follow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.